Green. And so the rookie involved in the last play and gets involved in the next play, and the rookie out of Florida State with a huge pick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Play the game. The Seminoles. Play the game.
Well, there was a few, but that was a huge
That's Steinmetz's play the game.
I like that.
We'll see.
Hey, by the way, isn't it going to be a big win last night? Now we got Fleet Week this weekend? Oh, my gosh.
Blue Angels.
It's going to be a party in the city. You got to love it, Goo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to the Parade of Ships today?
No, I'm going to the Warrior game, front row, courtside. But
hey, you know what? Do you have your ticket in front of you? What seat are you going to be in?
Let me, I told you, A1.
A1.
Okay, A1.
There's probably a bigger number in there somewhere.
Portal A.
Like a 7.
Section 5, A1, seat 6.
Section 5?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Row A1.
Row A1, oh boy.
Portal A, seat 6.
Section 5, seat 6.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to go check out where those are. But, I know what I want to do. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Lance in Guerneville real quick.
Guerneville.
And then I'm going to say thank you to a few people.
Lance.
Hey, Lance, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you this morning? Thanks for letting me call in.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give a little bit of insight that might be helpful for you guys and possibly the listeners that are tuning in this morning about kicking.
All right.
So by way of background, I was a starting place kicker for 4 years on a full ride at Northeastern University in Boston.
Nice.
And had the opportunity over a two-year period to be invited to try out for 6 teams in the league before having to walk away due to an injury to my kicking leg.
Damn.
Including the last tryout was with the Niners in Santa Clara.
Oh.
So the thing about kicking off as a place kicker, many people may not realize this, but they're the safety on the drawing board if a returner gets through the defense. And as I was in the past, we're absolutely trained in doing tackling drills, at least at the college level. I don't know for sure if place kickers in the NFL are actually wrapping up and practicing tackle techniques, but I wouldn't be surprised if they are. And they're trained, and the expectation is that they're able to make a tackle if need be, if somebody gets through. Obviously, if they can't size somebody up and they don't have the right angle and somebody's faster or quicker and get by them, then they might need to try and trip them up or do whatever is necessary. But that kicker last night and Moody did what they were supposed to do from my vantage point. And I just wanted to share those thoughts with you.
Hey, no problem. We appreciate it. What's your career long?
48 in a game and a little bit further in practice.
There you go.
In the day.
Is there any chance this is Paul Branco?
No.
So
what did you say? Sorry, say that one more time.
Paul Branco. He plays kicked for Northeastern.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lance.
But Northeastern got rid of their program in 2009. Is that correct? Oh, we don't have him? I just was Googling some stuff.
Yeah. No, that's like me saying, hey,
it
Matt.
Says Paul Branco was one
your
of the
Tommy?
One of the, well, maybe he didn't want to say his real name because he was a star.
Don't get all serious.
It'd be like if you called in and we were like, hey, is this Chris Finch? You guys went to the same college, right?
Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts ended its football program in 2009 due to low attendance, losing seasons, and the cost of renovating Parsons Field.
Ah.
It said Paul Branco was the kicker at that time. I thought maybe that was Paul Branco.
Yeah. We got you.
You said his name is Lance in Guerneville.
Right, but maybe he didn't want everybody to know it was one of their greatest kickers, Paul Branco. That's all.
Get this. Guerrero had more yards than Seattle combined. I mean, Niners stopped 20 rushes for 52 yards. And
then Seattle rushing combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said, running.
Now you said it.
Well,
You know, when you say yards, 415 Guru rooftop party in North Beach all weekend. Of course, you're invited.
Our guy
Jimmy Mole, he was there last night.
Oh, yeah, Mole came out.
888-957-9570 is the number. And what was the best thing about last night's game? Do you feel like this team's back on track? And I want to take some time right now. Guru and I were out at the veranda in Concord last night.
I'm going to get emotional here.
And, don't worry about it. Right. And we met a lot of people, and I want to say hello to them. First of all, our good guy, our good friend Antonio in Oakland.
The man, Steph Curry lookalike.
Trey from the East Bay.
Trey.
Thank you for coming out. Ernie Chavez was there. We watched a big chunk of the game with Ernie. Thanks to Scott. He was doing all the audio there. He got the mic set up very well.
Scotty.
Let's see. I got to tell the story about Goo and thinking somebody was somebody else.
Oh, hey,
that was pretty funny.
We're keeping that to ourselves.
Sherry from FedEx brought us cookies.
Crumble cookies.
Hey. Cookies. Thank you so much, Sherry.
She wanted to get loose after. I told her we had to watch the whole game.
Thank you to Eric Walker for coming out.
E-dub, Steiny.
He played with Henry Turner.
Played to St. Liz.
Grandpa Daddy was there. He bought me a margarita.
He bought us a margarita.
Thanks to Matt for coming out. Remember, Matt had the pet corgi.
Yeah.
And Jim Mole, he's one of our good friends.
He's
a fixture. Like to say thank you to Dustin, Yvonne.
Yeah, hey.
She gave us a Bang Bang Niner gang.
Hey.
Jennifer was there, and Jennifer had a husband, Will, who I met, who was a great
guy and
a big listener. Please tell the story of the two sons.
So our guy picks up his two sons every day from school, and the two sons say, "Dad, why are we listening to these two guys?" Now we're their favorites. He brought them out, and, man, they were so happy to meet us. I don't know why, but that was the best moment of the night for me, man.
All right. Yeah. Katrina, she was with her brother. Remember, she was from St. Louis.
She was
coming in. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say, give a shout-out to Paul and his baby Cameron, who was in the stroller.
Yeah, that's
Paul
awesome.
Came by and said hello. And then at the end of the night, Christian had a little brother, remember, at San Jose State.
Yes, sir. Good stuff.
So everybody,
and we didn't shout out the Bosa lookalike, the dude that had the dog.
Remember the corgi. That's Matt.
Yeah, Matt, look at my man.
Matt had bigger arms than Nick Bosa.
Evan, this dude looked like he could go.
Of course, another thank you to the great Megan McCray
for putting it together.
Our sales on our.
And if you haven't been to the veranda, no, seriously, it is beautiful, man.
Here's a couple things about the veranda that that stuck out to me. One is they have a big screen in a big open atrium, outdoor type of area. And you know how you usually have big screens and it's like,
it looks like a film projector from
1992.
This is how we got to watch it, but it was, man.
It was
like a Christmas tree.
The screen was
crystal clear, HD.
Very, very. Very, very crisp.
And I got to give you some love. You got on the mic. I was worried for you because you were like, oh. But, dude, you turned into Elvis Presley on the mic.
And then
I was like, my man feeling good.
Here's the last thing I would say about these events at the veranda. Very, very kid-friendly.
There you go.
It's an open area. The kids have a lot of room to run around, but yet they're still in an enclosed area. So if a lot of parents were coming out there with lawn chairs and their kids were kind of running around and they have stuff for the kids to do.
A lot of stuff.
And we didn't mention
the legend, Davey D. Yeah, Davey D was out there.
Yeah, Davey D, thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. It was just a lot of fun, and we're endeavoring to do a few more of those. So,
and we brought the Niners a victory.
That's right. 1-0 at the veranda.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Cut that.
Let's go to, boy. All right.
J-Dog.
No.
You got to be happy.
He's gutless.
Wow.
J-Dog. Where are you?
You call when they lose.
David's in Denver. He said he's not quite as excited about this win as we are.
Mm.
Hey, David, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I kind of feel like Debbie Downer. I'm trying to stay positive. It's like, I'm glad that we pulled it out. We finally did that. But there was like a significant stretch of that game as I was watching that I felt like the same themes that have shown up in the preceding games that we've lost were still the same. Whether it was some of the play calling stuff, whether it was Brock kind of scrambling around holding it, And then just kind of, I don't know if you guys saw this all, but I felt like there was, I remember watching a good stretch of that game. The second half started, Seahawks started to come back. Like every play, they just had energy. The crowd was getting louder, and I felt like we just had none of it. Now, obviously, we ended up on the right side. I get that, but I'm like, the ball bounced our way differently this game. And so that can get us past the Seahawks. It can get us past the Patriots. It can get us past the Jets. You guys know those aren't upper echelon teams. Those aren't even playoff echelon teams, some would say. So what does it all say when I, at the end of the day for me, I'm thinking, how does this bode for the rest of the season? I still feel things that are concerning to me. And again, I'm glad they pulled it out, but I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, if you guys tell me something different,
well, let me ask you.
I'm still concerned.
Let me try to ask you this. I got to believe you've come into the season with a Super Bowl or bust mentality.
I have. I definitely have. Absolutely.
Is there any way you can go into this?
That's a good point. That's a good point, Steiny, because I was thinking during the game, I'm like, have I just been, and have we just been spoiled over last season, how proficient and efficient we were throughout the season before? I'm sitting here thinking, has that kind of spoiled me now? So now when I see some fall off in certain area, it's like, dang, this ain't the same team that I've been seeing. So maybe that is a part of it. And then the other thing I was going to throw to you guys is, in my mind, I was trying to rationalize, say, okay, everyone's saying we got all these injuries. We know about the big guys, CMC, Hargrave, Greenlaw. And so am I just overreacting in the sense that if we had all those guys out there, we would be back to point A and back to normal?
Well, that's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. And I'll tell you this, because nobody knows. Well, we know Hargrave is not coming back. But just think, partner, how you'd be feeling had they not won that game. And it's very valid that you saw some things that you didn't like, but they overcame them. Unlike the last 2 weeks, they overcame them and they got the dub. So we don't know what's going to happen next week when they play Kansas City, but what we do know is they'll have a win under their belt as opposed to two stinking losses going into that game.
Yeah, I feel like, they've been to four NFC championships in 5 years.
Two and Super Bowls.
They've had some rough starts before. And maybe they're not going to attack the playoffs with a 14-3 record and the number one seed. You got to go out and keep winning games. You get one against Kansas City, and I got to believe that everybody's going to be sky high after that one.
You got to beat Mahomes, right? Yeah,
You know, it's a start. It beats the alternative of being 2-4.
And let's put the right on the table on the Payday Friday. Stani, imagine had they lost this game, it would be Armageddon. And just forget the station. What about the Niner players? Morale would be in the dumper. You know what I mean? They pulled this one out. And that's why I'm like, it's the battle of attrition. And they had guys go out. Mason went out. Mustafa didn't finish the game, Stani. So it's just a battle of attrition. So they won that one last night. Guys stepped up. Rookies did too.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on how many guys they were down.
And with Debo also, I mean, towards the end, you know, on that last possession, Taylor, he got hurt. So I was afraid that we were down to our last one with Isaac, especially when he got that long run. It was smart of him, giving that touchdown to Juice. But I did get worried right then. Before that, though, we had enough guys, especially with Debo being able to help out and do all that stuff, too. So we were all right.
Yeah, we had enough guys. We were all right.
Yeah.
Kyle knows you can't blame losses on injuries.
I think I'm quoting Bonte right. Dominic Pooney's down. He 218 pass attempts and hasn't given up a sack. I mean, he's handling his business. And they handled theirs last night. No sacks for Brock Purdy. Man, he was still using his legs too, Stani.
How do we feel about this text from the Comcast business text line? Evan, I'm going to throw this one to you. It was a good road win. Do you agree? Somewhat agree? Don't agree? It was a good road win, but it was ugly. Special teams is a big weakness. Kyle is still not comfortable passing to the running backs, and the run defense is suspect. Ugly win?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You think that.
Yeah, I think that's an ugly win, but it's still a win. I mean, you went on the road on a short week on Thursday in a place that's been difficult. Well, not recently, but generally difficult to win. And you still gave up a special teams touchdown.
True.
You were an offsides away from, or not an offsides, in, but pre-snap infraction away from it being a 5-point game with 4 minutes left on a DK Metcalf touchdown that was called back. Geno Smith gave you two freebies. And there were some things that if you want to nitpick this game, you absolutely can. So, you know, they sealed the deal. They put it away. But I think, like, I don't know about you guys. Did you have that feeling when they're up 23-3 and then the Seahawks get the special teams touchdown? They score in the ensuing possession that, oh, here we go again.
I did. And here we go again. It was on full display when they got the ball 23-17 with the chance to go up. So I have – but they overcame it, Evan.
Well,
and that's why I say that's the – that's the nugget in all this is they didn't succumb to it. They won.
You know what? When it was 23-17.
Oh my gosh!
See, I wasn't here. We go again. Even though it was again, I was like, okay,
they had to punt.
I said this is perfect. This is another opportunity. They're in the exact same place they've been, and now they're still operating from an advantage.
And they met the moment.
And they did what they had to do. I don't want to get into argument over whether it was ugly or not. If you think it was ugly, it was ugly. But I just look at, you know, no turnovers. They forced three. Purdy didn't. You said he didn't have didn't get sacked once. They ran the ball pretty well. They threw it. Regardless of whether it was ugly or not, it was
20 second half points after putting up goose egg at home last week. Didn't score in the second half to the Cardinals.
Yeah. Let's bring him in. Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, buddy?
Mood. He got to be in a good mood.
Hey, I'm in a good – I don't know. See, Steiner, you said it in a nice way. You was like, so you must have had Super Bowl expectations. Or you should have just been like, bro, you don't watch football in the NFL. You could go week 3, see a team, they could be on their back. You see them week 12, they're a whole new team. Last week, we just sat here and said, Adams look slow. Did they look slow last night with 3-4 days rest? They played excellent, man. They played their asses off, man. Debo did his thing. He set the tone. Some of the ugliest, I don't know how you want to look at this. An ugly win can be pretty. A pretty win can be ugly. However you do it, it's all love, man. You can't win. You're not going to beat every game. Football is weird. The Giants blew the Seahawks out. The Seahawks took 3-0. You got to accept it. It's a long season. Shout out to the real love connection in football. You feel me? With players and tight ends, you feel me, jump in the stands. They're not in no suite. You feel me? Dealing with, you know what I'm saying, they significant other, they go in there. That was a true showing of emotion, man. And for all the people that say, you know, we did this, we did that, you don't know who you're going to be playing, where you're going to be playing. You want to be spiking or playing your best football in January and February. And I love the fact that, like Steiny said, I was nervous as hell, but they pulled through. That builds a callus. They know that they can do it. And that's a beautiful thing in football. Because once you start believing it, you can accomplish anything.
Thanks, Philmo. Appreciate the call. See, I look at it like Philmo. You made it to the Super Bowl last year. Everybody's sky high this year. This is our last best chance, let's say. Some people believe. Okay. Now you come out of the gates and you're flat and you're 2-3. At that point, you're like, boy, we got a long way to go to start talking Super Bowl. I mean, we got to forget Super Bowl.
And you're
2-3.
Yeah.
And so you're 2-3. There's only one thing you can do, and that's either win or lose the next game. And they win it. So now they're 3-3. And they're in first place in the West, you know, the division. And you play Kansas City, and if you beat Kansas City, then you can start rebuilding the confidence that this team can make a run.
And that's still there even if you lose to Kansas City. But Kansas City just, and we'll get to it next week, Scotty, but it just, like, you've never beat them. So you want to beat them. But I'm with Mike, and I'm with Evan, too. Yeah, was that Picasso? No. But at the end of the day, you're past that. That was urgency. That was survival mode. And you got contributions from the rookies, the OGs, and the coaching staff. So there it is there. You're 3-3, just like you said, after 6.
415, good point from the Comcast Business text line. The Chiefs win ugly, too. Chiefs have won some ugly games this year. It's a good point. Mahomes hasn't been great. 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, but they're 5-0.
And they also have 3 Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So their ugly is different than everybody else's because, you know, they've been to the mountaintop more than once. Niners are trying to get back there, and they're doing it a lot of times without, you know, a few of their best players.
The Niners or the Chiefs?
The Niners.
888-957-9570 is the number. Good morning. I'm a route truck driver from Hayward to Santa Rosa. So I'm in and out of the truck. But did anyone mention about the return? Yes, the return hitting the thumb of the dude. Yes, we did.
D. Williams, that was a fumble.
Yeah, we talked about that. They didn't get the call. Blown call.
But it should never happen in an NFL game.
Well, I guarantee you, I'll bet it happens again.
Where they can't get the footage or the angle?
Well, something like that. They'll go to replay review again at least one more time this year, and it'll be wrong.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. But it's an imperfect world, and I think we know that.
Yeah.
And we do the best we can. And as Craig Lazzaretti always says,
who?
My former colleague at the Contra Costa Times, all you can do is your best. And that's what I think the officials always try to do. Sometimes they don't get it right, but then again, you know what? Players don't get it right all the time either. So we all work towards perfection knowing we will never truly attain
it. Now, Steiny, why I'm up in arms in that caller is too, or that texter is, it's not the officials last night. It was New York.
Oh, well, that's
it
good.
Was, you know, it was headquarters where you should have every angle.
Oh, so then what's the ref's fault?
Yeah, I wasn't blaming it. I was blaming the system.
Perfect.
Yeah. Shout out neutral.
Yeah. You sound like blaming the system. Okay.
Blaming the missed call, bud. That's all.
Yeah, it didn't factor into the game. 49ers still won by two scores. They still covered, and I still won my bet of the week.
Oh, you won yours, huh?
You know,
about time.
Dude, don't let it. It's payday Friday.
You know, I've always tried to differentiate between mean-spirited and good-natured banter,
gotcha.
And Evan has been walking a fine line. Fine line lately.
I had to say
that's my perception of it. What?
I had to give you some choice words today in front of some coworkers.
Oh my God! By the way,
yeah dude,
that's
you've
right.
been doing what Evan's been doing to you, and I had to call you on it.
So you admit Evan's been treating me terribly.
I don't see it. How can that, dude? I had to check you. You will be doing what, picking your nose, and I'm doing something in my world without you, and whatever you hear. You got to react to.
Goo, I heard you from four blocks away last night when I was walking to the veranda. I heard Goo say, hey, how you doing? And I wasn't even a quarter mile till the sun yet.
Tell him you're telling a tall tale with that story. Boy, man.
I did think I heard. I was like, it's a very big, sprawling expanse at the veranda, Evan.
Oh, it's huge.
And at one point, I was like, I cannot find this place. And then I heard Guru, and I just started walking toward the sound, and sure enough, we all ended up at the veranda.
Yeah. Who got there before you did?
No.
Well, I called you. He'd beat me there.
No.
Remember, I called you. I said, hey, buddy, you need to park, and then you're like, I'm here, Guru.
Don't even get me started on that.
What?
Don't.
Nothing to do with me, though.
No. No, I was there early.
I think we want to hear it, though.
Let's stop by the Yard House first.
Oh, yeah. Yard House.
Definitely wouldn't have my bingo card.
They have about 198 beers on tap.
I just wish I liked beer.
Yeah. It's not a flaw that you don't.
Yeah.
Just you don't like beer.
Still time.
It's true. You can give it a shot this afternoon.
Right.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the numbers. Niners are back. You know it. They're back. They're 3-3. They lead the division. They've survived the hangover. They had their steak last night. They had their Chinese food. It's good for a hangover. Couple aspirin. Niners are back. You heard it here first. 888-957-9570. On a serious note, though, how you feeling about this win, 49er fans? It was as close to a must-win as you could get, and the 49ers, they come through last night, and now they get to enjoy a few days off before they get ready for the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
What'd you have? A Truly?
Second. So Coach Hibble went back to the locker room, comes back. Now he's going to celebrate.
Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that touchdown made it 29-17 with 6:20 left. And 49ers went for two, didn't get it.
I didn't like that play. The run play to try to get in on.
Well, of course you wanted to pass.
No, I mean, the run doesn't work.
No, you got to go to the pass.
Hey, give me right now. That was
They're
a big
at the 1 yard line.
Give
what do you want them to do? Throw a bomb?
Give me some creativity. You can't throw a bomb from the one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give it to your horse. Yeah. Like,
what happened?
Nothing.
We got to bring him up.
Go ahead,
Ayuk.
What about him?
Rather quiet night.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Seriously,
for 37, had a long of 21.
No, I mean, look,
I'm with you. I'm not coming down on this road at all. You got the win. That it was a big win, and I'm just keeping it real on a Friday. No, I was hoping he would follow up with what he did the first half against Arizona, but Debo did that, right? Debo
exactly.
Had the big run for 76 yards, man. That was just good to see him. You know, and I'm calling Debo out, and he showed up, man, in more ways than one.
Yeah, I guess the idea of calling guys out.
Well, it was a bit. We were just like, Who do you want to see more from?
Well,
and Bosa was, like you said, you look at the stats or the sacks, but he was Geno Smith and that offensive line felt him. He was disruptive.
I always feel like when you win, this is just me.
Yeah.
If you win a game, I don't care about the stats. I don't care. If the Warriors win a game and Steph Curry's 6 for 23, it's like, in a way, all the better.
Yeah.
You want a game without Steph Curry playing well.
Right.
And so I think we've got to start, here's a mandate. Well, let's start looking at football more of the team game that it truly is.
Well, the truth is, Donnie, if this were a loss, then we hone in on what Brandon Ayuk's day was. And that's been the theme of the season. You know, when they win or he balls out.
601 said he was triple teamed.
All right.
888-957-9570. How would you guys describe this win last night? What kind of win was it? A couple people on the Comcast Business text line called it an ugly win. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
What would you say? Because mine is grimy.
And
grimy's good.
Pretty complete. I thought it was a pretty complete win.
Well, I'm not mad at you on that.
They ran for over 200. They passed for 260.
Made all their field goals.
They had no turnovers. They forced three turnovers.
Facts.
They gave up a long run on a kickoff. Okay, that's a mistake. But I thought it was a pretty complete win, all things considered. I don't think you can kind of scoff at a win up there regardless. I think you know what
I can't win in life. I got a head start during the break. It was Smokey on Friday.
Jesse Owens.
Dude, and I don't know how people saw me. I was going somewhere. Anyway, go ahead, Stoney. But grimy and complete and all that. Evan said ugly. It's all good. Like, they hadn't been grimy the last 2 weeks, right? Because they basically tricked off two games. That's how I see it. Yeah. Last night, they went back to play action pass, 12 personnel, running down your throat, and they did that. And I gotta be honest, and I think there's not one person walking this world that would say, before Garrido went on that scamper, thank you, Bobby, Steiny, I'm telling you, I didn't think he was capable of doing it. I thought Seattle's defense was going to meet the moment and they were going to punt the ball away. I was like, the Niners just run the ball three times. They had three timeouts like they had momentum and there was no Mason. So I wasn't doubting Garrido. I just hadn't seen it. And bam, the offensive linemen do their job and he does his. And that's what was so beautiful about the play. I'm like, it's bigger than J.P. Mason. Garrido can handle it. And that was his longest run as a pro. That's all. I'm just telling you how I was foreseeing they're going to run it three times, and they're going to burn three timeouts and punt.
I don't watch games like that.
Nah.
I watch games and say, I wonder what's going to happen here.
Well, what was happening is Seattle had scored twice, and they were putting the ball. They were throwing it, and they were getting yard. They started slow, but the Niners' defense, there was a reason for that. But, Stoney, I guess I was prisoner of the moment. Like,
that's
the 12th man's rocking. Al Michaels has finally got a pulse. Boy, you went in on him.
What are you talking about?
You're not a big fan. You and Shasky.
I think he's one of the all-time greats.
I appreciate that.
But I don't need him airing his grievances on Thursday night football.
I love that word, grievances. Wow.
I don't need it. I need a guy to call the game, do the best you can.
All right.
And get out.
Evan will be in that seat soon.
And quit these little snide remarks.
He sounds like he don't want to be there. That's what bothers me.
These little snide remarks he makes. All right.
Snide.
I'll tell you what bothered me.
All right. Get it to me.
It's late in the game. God, I don't know why this bothered me, but it bothered me. Late in the game, and the 49ers finish him off, and Herb Street says something like, well, the 49er fans are going to like this one. The 49ers are able to close this one out. I know, Al, the fans and some of the media have been frustrated with the way the Niners have played. And Al goes, media, frustrated? Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Oh, boy.
Stop the presses. Nobody under 42 even knows what that means.
Yeah. He did give Scott, the great Scott Osler, some love. Said he read his column, and he had a, our guy Scott Osler, very
witty.
What
is the media frustrated? Hit the pike, Al. Stick to the game. Call the game and quit airing grievances. Yeah, why is your mouth agape?
Because you just cut me off. But you did it in a way.
First time in 2024.
Right. Anyway, Scott
Osler. You don't want
Osler,
that tally.
Scott Osler said, referred to Matthew Wright, he just needs not to be Matthew Wide Wright. So that was on the telecast.
Well,
your boy brought that
and
up.
And if you know anything about Scott Osler, he is a wonder with the one-liner.
Yeah.
He is among the greatest one-liners.
And this was the best part of his career to me growing up reading the Sporting Green. Things I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11. Yep.
What?
Things I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11.
Everything.
That was his column. And he would just give you tidbits. Meaning he wrote it down on a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11.
It was bone mots and cheap shots.
Dude, just give me the win.
No.
I'm not saying that didn't exist, things I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11.
It's too old.
Could I go back to Ira Miller, bud?
Jenkins.
Yeah.
You think there's any Iras walking around lately?
Now, my father-in-law passed. His name was Ira. But outside of that, I don't think I've ever met one, Evan. Ira?
What did Goose say that I got to check?
8.5 by 11. That was his column. And he's a family friend. You think I'm just
Scott
misremembering
Osler
that?
Column.
Oh, God, Evan. Give me the win.
By the way, did you hear? I think it was Al Michaels. Someone called Isaac Garendo last night Ike.
What?
Is that a thing?
Huh. Ike. Wow.
Like Michael to Mike?
Yeah,
wow.
Know.
Yeah. What you come up with?
It wasn't called that. Buddy
I'll text him right now.
Buddy in Walnut Creek.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Of course.
Glad to get a win last night. And I'm going to be, I'm certainly been critical of the Niners, but I'm certainly always been a glasses half full guy. And, you know, despite the fact that they haven't played at even close to their capabilities, despite the fact that their special teams have been below average, despite the fact that their red zone offense has been below average, despite the fact that their fourth quarter overall game plan has been below average, despite the fact that, let's see, the offensive player of the year hasn't played a game, the number two running back hasn't played a game, starting lineman hasn't played a game, one of their all-pro linebackers hasn't played a game, all-pro safety's out, second guy is out. They're two plays away from being 5-1.
Mm.
I mean, the fact they haven't played it even close to a complete game, and they're a drop ball and a 4th-and-5 against Kyler Murray from being 5-1, and no one's going to even be talking about, as you guys mentioned, winning cures everything. Brock Purdy has been amazingly accurate with some of his throws. I mean, that throw to Kittle was just unbelievable how perfect it was.
Yep.
Some of the ones he's dropped into Juwan, his scrambling ability, I think, is a completely underrated factor about the guy. And I think indirectly, this start has actually might even help the Niners. Because you know what? Christian McCaffrey is going to play this season, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it's week 10. You know, Dre Greenlaw is going to be back. Maybe Hufanga's back. You're going to get Mufasa back. You're going to get all of a sudden, now all of a sudden, Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be pretty fresh, and other teams are going to be tired. So indirectly, the Niners are really going to, in my opinion, get better, get tighter. I think Nick Sorensen is starting to figure out a little bit how to use his defense a little bit better. I mean, considering the fact that he had basically five guys that don't play football all the time shut down, you know, a fairly effective Seattle passing attack. When those guys, if you saw them the last couple drives, guys, they were gassed. They were gassed. The best thing that happened to the Niners was Seattle didn't know how to manage the clock, and it got us to the two-minute warning, and we got to sit there and rest again.
Yeah. Because
the game went about five minutes longer, Stoney. I hear you.
Well, they scores there and they don't have that penalty, then the 49ers got to kill about 4.5 minutes. But
Seattle was making some noise in the passing game.
There you go.
What?
Scott Osler, his column was called Deep Thoughts, Cheap Shots, and Bone Mots.
I'm not saying that he didn't have one. Do you think? How long has he been writing?
A long
things
time.
I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11.
Yeah,
he's
used
a family
that in one
friend.
Column.
I'll have him call in to just go.
You can't get
so
him to
are
call
you
in.
Saying that didn't exist?
Yeah,
and I'm not getting mad. Payday Friday.
No.
Are you saying he didn't have a column of things I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11 in the Chronicle? I'm asking you right now.
I got to think about it.
That's what this is about.
I thought it was called
your trapper
Deep Thoughts.
Because no, nobody's talking about that.
Yeah,
that was
so.
One of them.
I think you're getting them mixed up. It's all right.
Oh my! What am I?
Hey,
things I six day. Down.
Can I read a text, please?
No.
I'll call him.
630.
We're calling him.
Steiny and Guru. Could it be said that the? Is he really calling?
Yes.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Steiny and Guru. Could it be said that the Niners peaked too early last year? Maybe their best football was played early and into midseason. This team hasn't even played a complete football game yet. They might peak later in the season and into the playoffs, Chicago Jason.
Well, Steiny, when you win as much as they have for as long, I don't think it's about peaking.
I do.
I just think it's about,
I absolutely
can you look
do.
Me in the face, Steiny, and tell me McCaffrey and Greenlaw are coming back?
They just want a game without them. Give those guys a rest. They're not in this one. They didn't play. They'll come back or they won't.
Yeah, I think we're talking about two different things.
Albert, yeah.
Left him a voicemail.
Oh, thank you, Evan. I already know. I can't wait.
God, I haven't heard this take yet from Albert Breer.
Okay.
Of Monday Morning Quarterback. It looks like he's got an update on Christian McCaffrey and Pearsall. Oh, God, I hope it's good.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Because I don't want this to dominate the show for the rest of the day.
From who?
You.
Oh, good God.
Breer.
Going back to August, when he started to feel like himself again, they ramped him up towards the opener against the Jets. Ultimately, the Achilles flared up on him. So after the opener, they wound up shutting him down. He's just started feeling like himself again last week. So they started to ramp him up over the last few days. The good news is that there's been no flare-up. There's been no setbacks. He feels good, so the Niners are optimistic about where he is. But this is a scary deal for him. He's determined to play this year. I'd say the next 2 or 3 weeks are critical. And one last injury note on the Niners, Carissa. Ricky Pearsall, their first-round receiver, will return to practice next week.
Wow.
That's a big deal. What are you going to talk about for the next week?
No, the Pearsall thing, I can't wait. Oh. And that standing O he's going to get when he does make his debut.
No flare-ups.
Yeah, we ain't talking about acne. I don't know about flare-ups. Hey, the Niners want him back. I want to see him play. So that's positive report.
Oh!
You would think?
Yes.
But you could when does a flare-up happen?
Worry about when it flares up. And I'll tell you what, if it flares up, well, then they got your excuse. Let's go out.
Who's the man?
He left the kids at home last night.
Grandpa Daddy.
Grandpa Daddy.
Yeah.
Grandpa Daddy had the kids at home, and we got
GPD, as they referred to him last night.
What's up, my man?
Gentlemen, you know what? Can people just...
hate the love of the win.
Thank you.
It was such a good environment last night.
Yes.
Steiny, goo. The weather was perfect.
Yeah. A little hot early.
The audience was perfect. The people were perfect. I mean, hey, it was lovely, man. I'm stoked. And I'm ready. I say, bang, bang. You know what? I'm going to the Kansas City Chiefs game, man.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Going and popping.
Hey, right on, man.
I'm a beer, and I want to thank you guys, man. I want to thank you guys, man, for kicking it the way you did.
Hey.
You hung in there. You just kicked it with people, man. You were just like, one of the guys. Just one of the guys.
Yeah.
But you're famous.
Hey, slow down.
You know, I appreciate it.
Hey, Grandpa,
thanks for showing up, buddy. Appreciate
hey, before
it.
You go, don't tell anybody you bought me a glass of wine. And I threw the wine glass away, and you said, Guru, you got to return that. And I had to go get it.
You just told me.
Oh, well, thanks for coming out, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the margarita.
Oh my
what?
God.
He bought me a glass of wine. You thank God you weren't ear hustling.
What happened?
So I finished it and the kids were around, so I felt kind of funny, like just me, you know, old school parent. Like, so I finished my wine and I just tossed the glass and it came in.
So was it plastic?
No. And Grandpa Daddy goes, Goo, you gotta return those.
Winning with class.
Well,
it's not a Coors Light bottle.
But I was nervous about the image, you know, the kids.
Well, the one
I don't, I'm not, I never drunk around my kids when they were looking.
I mean, to me, the biggest challenge last night was all the pictures that were taken, and I had a, you know, I don't like to.
I hope you don't mind. I put them on my Facebook.
I didn't. Well, I knew that.
You look great.
Well, there's two things. One is, you know, yeah, I don't like to have pictures of me drinking beer.
Oh, okay. When it's gotcha. A function. I hear you. No, I hear you.
And so that, but.
Steiny, people
what
came
was
out,
also?
Man.
What was the other thing you were
me
saying?
Me throwing the wine bottle away, the wine glass.
No, it wasn't about you, this one thing.
Over under 3.5 pictures on Steiny's tiptoes.
Actually,
under.
One. Yeah, you're getting better.
With I think
Why are you growing?
No.
Some lady goes, he's tall. I'm like, lady, please.
I think I had to go tiptoe with Ernie Chavez and Goo, two guys over 6'3". But
that was a lot
of fun last night. Yeah. How would you describe the win, 49er fans? 36-24.
I said
pretty. See? I said pretty complete.
Okay.
That's different than complete.
Evan said
pretty
ugly.
Clean.
Evan, can I put you down for ugly?
Yeah, table
of
one.
I like grimy.
Well, it's because you can't think of something better than ugly.
We can put two tables together.
Well, dude, I love that. No, come on, Stoney, I love it. Like, grimy is what wins. Kansas City got grimy more than the Niners did when it was go time. You got to reach within.
49ers play the Chiefs and Cowboys at home. 5-3. Put it on the board.
Dallas Sunday night game again.
Those are your favorites.
Yeah, well, look at
there
my man.
There you go. There you go. Kyle Shanahan on Jordan Mason.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be all right. He went back in, and it just hurt him too much. So he went out, I think. I think that was the first play. And then he was out just in case of emergency.
I think he's going to play against Kansas City.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what about Kansas City.
You can worry about him if you
and,
want.
That's a little shtick you got on the show, and I won't dispute, you know.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
All right. But I'll say
okay,
this.
Okay, go ahead, cut that, Evan. Yeah, have fun with that one.
Hey, phrasing. No,
there you go.
Boy. Hey, I'll say this just about Kansas City, and I know it's next week. When I hear the name, I instantly go to Kelce and Patrick. Steiny, I'm telling you, their defense is why they got 3 rings, too. The offense is prolific, but their defense is bad. And I bring that up because you need them out there, Mason. But I like what I saw from Garrido, and I'm sitting there like, man, we're at a point of the season where Patrick Taylor Jr. is getting reps. So the rookie stepped up last night, man, and I think a lot of times I'm all over, but Dominic Pooney-Steiny, we forget he's a rookie, man. Dude is holding it down. No sacks at all for the Seahawks.
More Kyle Shanahan. This was on the 49ers' mindset after blowing a couple leads earlier in the season and having one last night.
I mean, I'm not going to go to what's happened on our last two losses. It was just staying locked in, not trying to get any negative feelings, and just trying to do it one play at a time. You try to keep our team that way, but it's not like I talked to a bunch of people right then. So just calling plays and stuff, you don't try to think that way. Our goal is to be locked in the entire game, regardless of what the score was, and thought the guys played like that.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
The leader of a cat, that the captain of the ship.
No J Dog. Where are you, J Dog? Where's Arkansas too,
dude? Yeah,
Arkansas yesterday.
Vontae remembered that call. I think he said he texted Evan, flushed this guy. Oh boy, Phil Mo Mike texted me. He said him and Vontae know a Ira, so they're all out there. The guy, remember?
Right, I think that's Wet. I think Ira's the greatest nickname. Wet's nickname is Ira's nickname's Wet.
Now that's crazy knowledge, if you, dude.
I got to meet Wet at some point.
That is the greatest.
That's one of the best nicknames I've heard.
You need to stop.
Yeah, no, seriously, Evan. It means so many things. It can Wet. My jumper's wet.
Well, I don't know when Dibley says wetter.
Yeah. Oh,
Azubuki had a great wetter. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh.
I just think of a loogie. I don't like that wetter. Yeah. That one I don't like wetter.
That's what they call a pure jump shot. Like Clay. Clay's got a wetter.
Not in the hood.
What about Matthew Wright's three field goals last night?
I told you.
Oh, yeah, you told me what?
He was going to be a big part.
What if Matthew Wright can't? What if he? I'm like, he's a pro kicker, dude. What do you want? He made a 41-yarder.
No, he made three kicks.
Thank you.
Yeah. He did a good job.
Where does all this worry go? Where does it end up?
I don't call it worry.
When it doesn't pan out like it frequently never does. Where does the worry go? I think it goes deep inside you.
I just give benefits of the doubt to the injury thing about the Niners. And every game this year, there's no Kittle, or you hear whispers he might not play. And it stems from opening Monday night against the Jets when I was on the field, Evan and I, and there were whispers that McCaffrey might not play, and then that news dropped. Remember that? So I got PTSD from that because I'm always processing it like, Stoney's questionable. Yeah, he'll be out there. And then they don't play. So that's what yesterday was about Mooney Ward.
I'm like,
Mooney Ward's playing. And then I get out the cat, he get to you.
It's called load management.
Yeah, please.
And I told you about it.
It's the biggest myth.
No, it's not. It's not, Goo. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's a new day and age in the
Jordan
NFL.
Jordan Love is playing, and so is number 54 for your Niners.
54. Who's that?
Fred Warner. He could have said, load management, my ankle. I ain't going to play on one wheel. He's out there.
He's healthy.
Good guy.
That's why
Not
he's
today,
out there.
Baby.
That's why
it's
he's
payday.
Out there.
It's payday.
Oh. You know what? It is payday. Maybe somebody can buy me a drink once.
And then you hurt my feelings last night.
Good.
I asked you if you wanted to drink. Guru, the master of asking people if they want to drink when they got a full one in their hand. Evan, that, I wanted to. Why are you laughing?
I was messing around. We had a good time last night.
We did. That one
hurt. Just vintage Goo. I come back with a full beer and he goes, hey, anybody need one?
Those are analytics. Like, you're really taking notes. Oh, man.
No, we were having fun last night.
That one, I said, this dude's incredible.
Oh, man. Yeah. By the way, if anybody's just listening, if you feel like Guru's got a pep in his step, or you feel like he's a little slow on the draw, it might be because he said he played pickup basketball this morning.
Yeah, 6:30 this morning in Berkeley. I won't name the location, but over 50. Everybody was over 50 or over.
That was an up-tempo game.
YMCA.
Hey, up to, but no, dudes were running, Stoney.
Oh, yeah.
The 50's the new 35.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, I'm still getting
No, try to convince
us. So I didn't hit a home run at the softball game, Evan?
No, you did.
Okay.
I guess you didn't play well pickup this morning because you're bringing up the baseball game from 4 months ago. All right.
Which home?
Hey, 49er fans, get on the horn. How do you describe that win? Wasn't it good enough for you? It should have been because you came in at 2-3.
Yeah, that boy.
You're not a Super Bowl team yet. So take the victory and keep your mouth shut, unless you're going to call. Then you can get into it with us. 36-24, Niners back on top in the NFC, and we'll be back to talk more about it. What's coming up on the game presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Robert Half.